七章里边再多看一点。
We'll still continue on with Revelation chapter 17.
我们越读启示录。
The more we read Revelation.
我们越觉得启示录里头最难读的不是以前我们所读过的那一些。
The more then we'll discover what is most difficult to read in Revelation is not what we have already studied.
也不是以后我们要读的那一些。
Or what is about that we're about to study.
最难读的是十七和十八章。
But what's most difficult to read is chapter 17 and 18.
上礼拜我们已经从十七章里面看了相当的部分。
And last week we already spent much time in chapter 17.
那我们今天还是要继续在十七章里面看一些事。
And tonight we still want to continue and to look at a few matters in chapter 17.
我们说十七、十八章难看。
And we say that chapter 17 and 18 is difficult to read.
那是因为我们不容易把那个时间弄得清楚。
It is because it is hard for us to grasp that timeline.
因为按照我们的习惯也好。
Because according rather it's to our habit.
我们的观念也好。
Or our concept.
我们好像以为十七章、十八章是第七个王到了以后。
We would normally think chapter 17 and 18 are things that take place after the seventh vial has been poured out. If we truly look at it that way, then the more we read it, the more confused we are. There's just no way we're clear on when would these things mentioned in them are happening. But we thank God. The more we read into these words, then we'll discover the appearing of chapter 17 and
18.
As it tells us that the seventh vial is to be poured out, there it tells us something that has a close relationship with God. Now let us first return to chapter 16 to look at those words.
那就是十九节。
And that is verse 19.
那大城列为三段，列国的城也都倒塌了。神也想起巴比伦大城来，要把那城自己烈怒的酒杯递给他。
And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这个段话这里的时候
，Now brothers and sisters, when we read those words,
你很清楚的看见
，Very easily you can see,
第七碗已经到了
，The seventh vial has been poured out.
第七碗的事情已经发生了
，The matters of the seventh vial has occurred.
但是在第七碗发生的过程里
，But in the process of the seventh vial,
也许还没有到终结的时候
，Maybe before the seventh vial has ended.
但是第七碗已经倒出来以后
，But nevertheless, it is after it has been poured out.
地上发生了一些反应。
There are some responses on earth.
神就想起巴比伦来。
And so God called into remembrance Babylon.
神就想起巴比伦来。
And so Babylon came into remembrance of God. It is that God wanted to deal with her.
了结他了。
It is to put her to an end.
那神怎么想起巴比伦呢？
And so how did God recall Babylon?
十七十八章就是神想起巴比伦来。
Therefore, chapter 17 and 18 is God's remembrance, a recalling of Babylon.
那这给我们从时间上看到了十七、十八章所记载的事情，乃是在第七晚进行的时候，神心思里边的一个把巴比伦的整个的历史做了一个浏览。
Therefore, we can have this understanding that is during the process of the seventh vial that chapter 17 and 18 gives us a bird's eye view of God's recalling of Babylon during those times.
那还有我们还要注意一件事情。
Also, we have to pay attention to one thing.
我们常常给这些分章分段的这些来限制了我们的心思。
And that is many times because of the division of the chapter and verses that it limits our thought.
所以很自然我们读到十六章的末了的时候。
So very naturally after we come to an end of chapter 16,
我们就以为第七晚的事情完毕了。
We would think that the seven vows matters come to an end.
因为已经到过了。
Because it has been poured out.
但弟兄姊妹，当你细细去看的时候呢
？But brothers and sisters, if you read carefully,
你会发觉一个事实。
You'll discover one thing.
碗是倒了。
Yes, the vase has been poured out.
但是碗倒出来的那个结果没有到末了。
But the result of the pouring forth of the vase has not yet come to an end.
弟兄姊妹，你看十六章的最末了，你就看到了。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you look at the end of chapter 16, you realize.
最末了是什么呢
？What is the end?
人就亵渎神。
That man blasphemes against God.
我们能说这个是第七碗的结局吗
？Can we say that is the result, the end of the seventh vial?
显然就不是。
Apparently, it is not.
显然，这只是第七碗倒出来以后，地上的人。
Evidently, this is only the response of man after the seventh vial has been poured out. They still oppose God. They are still there cursing God. There they did not prostrate before God. And so at the end of chapter 16, it's not the end of the seventh vial. But in the midst, before the seventh vow had ended, God calls into remembrance of Babylon. And so chapter 17 and 18 comes in. It tells us of the history of Babylon. Of course, it speaks of the spiritual history of Babylon. And then, when will the seventh vow come to an end?
那弟兄姊妹们,
Now, brothers and sisters,
一直到十九章的末了, 我们才看到第七碗的了结。
Now, it is only at the end of chapter 19 do we see the end of the seventh vial.
我们才能看见第七碗倒了以后所引出的结果。
Then, we're able to see there the result of the pouring forth of the seventh vial.
十六章末了是第七碗倒了以后一些反应。
Now, at the end of chapter 16 is merely some responses after the seventh vial has been poured out.
但是一直到十九章末了才是第七碗的那个结束。
But it is only at the end of chapter 19 is the end of the pouring forth of the seventh vial.
结束在什么事情上呢
？Now, what event leads to the end?
弟兄姊妹，你看到十九章末了，你就看到了。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you see the end of chapter 19, you see that.
这说在敌基督假先知。
Here it tells us that the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the remnant, they were captured.
扔到火湖里,
and they are cast into the lake of fire.
然后严格说起来还要连到二十章开头的那一小段。
Now, if you want to be strictly speaking, it also goes forth into the first beginning half of chapter 20.
连撒旦都给捆绑了，丢在无底坑里一千年。那这个时候是第七晚结束了。
Now, even Satan was bound and cast into the bottomless pit 4,000 years. Then that is the end of the seventh vial.
那当然很。过去很多弟兄们没有很明确给我们指出这个。
Of course, in the past, the brethren did not clearly point that out to us.
所以我们的观念常常是留的，常常是在十六章末了，第七晚就完了。
And so many times, our concept would be that the end of chapter 16 is the end of the seventh vial.
那结果就造成我们读十七、十八章的时候就有很多的困扰。
Then that will give us much difficulty in reading chapter 17 and 18.
那我们必须记得。
We must remember.
十七章开始碗已第七个碗已经到了。
Yes, at the beginning of chapter 17, the seventh vial has already been poured out.
但是第七碗的结果还没有出现。
But again, the result of the seventh vial has not yet appeared.
在第七碗的引出的事情的过程里。
It is in the midst of the events.Of the seven vials,
神就想起巴比伦来。
God calls into remembrance Babylon.
那上次我们已经提到。
And last time we have already made mention.
巴比伦乃是指着在那个在地上的那一个宗教的组织。
Now Babylon is speaking of that religious organization on earth.
当然，主要的我们说是跟天主教是很有密切的关系。
Of course, we have made mention it mainly has close relationships with Catholicism.
但是却不是单单。只是天主教。
But it is not just merely Catholicism.
一切的宗教都包括在这一个巴比伦的里头。
That all religions are included into this Babylon.
当然，以天主教为主体。
And of course, that the Catholicism in this group is the main one.
我们看过去的历史和近代的历史和现今的历史，我们也看到这个趋势。
And we can see this trend as well in the past history and the recent history as well.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们上次特别提了，到巴比伦是世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we made mention last time, Babylon the Great is the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. And we have especially pointed out this fact of being the mother. And so that tells us that the origin of all the things that worship idols originated from Babylon.
然后用各种各样的方式来散布在全地。
And has taken different forms then again to scatter throughout the land.
其中最糟糕的就是那些拖着神的名字而做着与世界联合的勾当的那些宗教的组织。
And the most abominable organization are those who bear the name of God yet have the dealings of the earth.
那因此我们注意到这件事的时候，
And so as we take note of this matter,
我们不能不指出一个事实来。
We must also point forth a fact.
历史历代以来，
that throughout the generations,
宗教的组织如果不是给人来利用，
now if the spiritual organization if it's not used by man,
或者说如果不是和人的那个政权。利用人的政权，
or that if they do not use the political power of man,
那就是他给政权来利用，
then it would be vice versa that it would be used by the political power.
人的历史里边你都看到这种情形。
Throughout man's history, you can see that appearing.
不是宗教利用政权，就是政权利用宗教。
It is either the political powers using the religious powers or the religious powers using the political powers.
尤其是我们读欧洲的历史的时候，就更清楚看到这个光景。
And especially when we read into European history, then that condition is even more clear.
里面就说到这一个大淫妇。
And so chapter 17 speaks of this great harlot.
她是骑在众水。
This great whore that sits upon many waters.
那众水就是全地的人。
And so many waters, that is the people of the land.
又说到这一个他所骑的那一匹兽。
And it is that she sitteth upon the beast.
有曲头十角。
And that he has.
那曲头就说七座山。
And he has seven heads and ten horns, seven heads being seven mountains.
很多读经的人都非常明显的指出这个是指着罗马来说的。
And many who study the scriptures say this is pointing at Rome.
因为罗马是建筑在七个山头上。
Because Rome is built upon seven hills.
他们国家的那个标志也就是七个山。
And also the emblem of the nation is the seven mountains.
那这也是说出当时还没有天主教。
And at that time, Catholicism did not exist.
因为弟兄姊妹记得。
If brothers and sisters, you remember.
约翰接受启示录的时候，天主教还没有成型。
That when John was accepted revelation, the Catholicism did not yet form.
他接受启示录的时候，还是第一个世纪的末。
When he received revelation, it's only the end of the first century.
天主教的成型要到六世纪。
The forming of the Catholicism is more evident only in the 6th century.
但是圣灵的话已经在那里把整个地上的那一种情形隐隐约约的发表了。
But the word of the Spirit has hiddenly already manifested them to us.
那以后我们就看到。
Later we can see.
特别如果以主的教会作为那个主角的话，
Later, if we use the church of the Lord as the main character,
我们就看到教会所接受的践踏和摧残。
Then we can see the trampling and the destruction of the church.
先是从犹太教那里发起。
First started with Judaism.
然后就是罗马政权来发扬。
And then it is manifested through the Roman Empire.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们就注意第十七章里边又说的一件事。
And so then, brothers and sisters, we have also pay attention to another matter mentioned in chapter 17.
那里就说到那个七角石头
there,
七头十角
there mentions the seven heads and ten horns.
我承认我对这一段的历史是指着什么我不够了解
I confess that what this is specifically pointing at I do not have a clear understanding.
有些是过去发生的
some may have happened in the past.
有些还没有发生的
and some has yet to happen.
但是我承认我不没办法能掌握到这个历史一方面是因为历史的那个认识太贫乏
and on the one hand I confess I cannot fully understand what this is pointing at is one, the, one point is that I do not have a complete knowledge of history itself
另一方面也实在是因为这些是将来发生的事情我们也没办法有资料去预测
and on the other hand these may be some matters that is yet to come so we do not have enough information to predict
主的话既然没有那么清楚的指明我们也无从在那里去估计
and if the Lord's word has not stated so clearly to us then we have no means of trying to guess
但是有一个事实我们确实能掌握住
but however there is one fact that we can grasp
那是什么呢
what is that
那就是说历来对教会的践踏
that is throughout the history all the trampling upon the church
都是宗教与政治混在一起来执行的
It is both executed with the unification of the religious and political powers.
所以他十七章的里边呢，就说到地上的权势。
And so chapter 17 tells us of the power of the land.
包括政权和宗教的势力。
And so that includes both the power of the religion and politics.
他们都是联合起来。
And they have united.
有意无意的。
Whether subconsciously or consciously.
都服在敌基督的那一种权势的底下，来执行敌基督的那一个。
That they have submitted themselves under the authority of the Antichrist to execute his will.
所以我们特别留意。
So let us pay attention.
13节。
Verse 13.
他们同心合意将自己的能力传柄给那兽。
This have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
那个兽是敌基督。
And so that beast is the Antichrist.
虽然那个时候敌基督虽然过去的历史敌基督没有亲身的出现
and though in the past history the Antichrist did not himself appear
但是敌基督的权势却已经 遍地显明了
but the authority, the power of the Antichrist has been scattered throughout the land
所以约翰一书二章就说你们听说敌基督要来
and so 1 John chapter 2 tells us that you have heard that the Antichrist is coming
那敌基督地已经来了
but those Antichrists have already come
而就是敌基督是要来
and even though the Antichrist will come
现在他还没有出现
he yet has appeared
但是那是属于他的已经来了
but those who belong to him has already come
这是约翰一书二章里边所给我们看到
and that's what's shown to us in 1 John chapter 2.
也就是在这里给我们指出15节那里头14节那里的事实。
And so that's also the fact that's pointed out to us in verse 14 here.
他们就是跟随敌基督的权势的那些政治的力量。
These are the powers and the authorities that follow and submit themselves under the power of the Antichrist.
和宗教的组织。
That is the religious power.
他们要与羔羊征战。
And they shall make war with the Lamb.
羔羊必胜过他们。
And the Lamb shall overcome them.
因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。
For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings.
有什么要看到
Brothers and sisters, you must see.
做一个事情不是等到将来第七个王倒出来的时候他们就与羔羊征战。
This matter is not only after the seventh vow has been poured out that they make war against the Lamb.
这一个与羔羊的征战是整个历史到现在没有停过的。
But this warring with the Lamb has throughout the ages did not cease.
是一直在进行中的。
It is a continual battle.
一直就是难那羔羊作为那一个主要的敌人
and they use the lamb as their enemy
他们要对付羔羊
they want to deal against the lamb
他们要铲除羔羊
they want to destroy the lamb
他们要灭掉羔羊
they want to destroy the lamb
但是感谢神
but we thank God
尽管他们用着许许多多的方法
no matter which way they use to deal against the lamb
羔羊没有给打倒
the lamb has not fallen
因为羔羊他是万王之王
because
是万主之主
the lamb is the king of kings and the lord of lords
我们都记得
we remember
当羔羊从死里复活了以后
that when the lamb was risen from the dead
他明明的在那里宣告
he clearly proclaims there
天上地下所有的权柄都交给了他
that all authority has been given to him in the heaven and on earth
他是万王之王
he is the king of kings
他是万主之主
and he is the lord of lords
谁都不能再推翻他
that no one can overthrow him
弟兄姊妹们，你记得？
Brothers and sisters, 当
我们的主在地到地上来的时候
，That when our Lord was on earth,
撒旦就用三个试探来引诱他。
Satan uses three temptations to tempt him.
那三个引诱里面顶厉害的是哪一个呢
？No, which is the most fierce temptation?
是第三个。
It is the third one.
你跪拜我。
If you bow and worship me,
我把天下万国都给你。
I'll give you hand over all the nations to you.
因为这些都是我的。
Because this belongs to me.
你现在来要。要得这一个
and this is what you have come to gain
你的前途就是十字架
and what is your future is the cross
但是现在你不用上十字架
but now you do not need to go on the cross
你上下向我跪拜一下
if you would just bow and worship me
那我就给你了
then I will give it to you
弟兄姊妹们你看
brothers and sisters you can see
这是柔的手段来对付主
this is a gentle way of dealing with the Lord
等到后来真的把主钉死在十字架的时候
but when the Lord was truly crucified on the cross
这是刚烈的手段来对付羔羊
that is the hard way of dealing against the lamb
但是感谢赞美主
but we praise and thank the Lord
不管仇敌用柔的方法也好用刚烈的方法也好
no matter which way the enemy uses hard or gentle
羔羊就是胜过他
the lamb has overcome him
因为羔羊本来就是在万有之上
because the lamb is above all
但是他甘心卑微到人的当中
but he was willing to humble himself in the midst of man
作为人中间最卑微的一个
that he became the humblest of men
死在十字架上
to die on the cross
神就显明那个天上地下的权柄都是交给他
so God manifests that authority all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him
从来不会给打倒的
so the lamb will never fall
谁都不能改变羔羊的事实
and no one can change the facts of the lamb
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
但是不仅是羔羊是撒旦或者说是敌基督的那个集团要对付的那个目标
Now, not only is the lamb the object of the dealings against them from the Antichrist and his followers
所有跟随羔羊的也都是仇敌所要对付的目标
But all those who follow the lamb is also the object of wrath from the enemy
但是感谢神
But we thank God
神在这里也宣告一件事
Here God also proclaims one thing
尽管大巴比伦在过去的日子有很多的威风
No matter how great the great Babylon was in the past
但是神在这里，圣灵在这里宣告一件事。
But here the Holy Spirit declares，
从做羔羊的是那些蒙召、被选、有忠心的。
They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful。
他们也必得胜。
They also shall overcome。
不仅是羔羊得胜。
Not only the Lamb overcome。
连那些被召、被选。向着羔羊有忠心的
but also those who are called and chosen and faithful
他们也得胜了
they shall also overcome
他们的得胜
they are overcoming
那是根据羔羊的得胜
it is based upon the victory of the lamb
羔羊的得胜
the victory of the lamb
成了他们得胜的把握
has become the guarantee of their victory
历史以来
throughout the ages
多少神的儿女
so many of the children of God
按着眼中来看
according to the eyes of men
他们连命都丢了
that they have lost their lives
他们受许多的摧残
they have been trampled upon
但是感谢神
but we thank God
圣灵在这里宣告一件事
here the Holy Spirit proclaims one thing
他们也得胜了
they also have overcome
他们怎么能得胜呢
how did they overcome
给人杀了还是得胜呢
they were slain how can they overcome
是不是自己在那里安慰自己呢
is that they just comfort themselves
不是的
no It is a fact. Because the Lamb has overcome.
羔羊老早就宣告,
and the Lamb has proclaimed long ago
灵魂了, 你不必惧怕他们,
that you can destroy the flesh but not destroy the spirit. You do not need to fear them. But we thank the Lord.
历史以来,
throughout the ages,
多少忠心被选, 跟随羔羊的人,
those who are called and chosen and faithful and follow the Lamb,
用着他们整个的自己来见证羔羊的得胜。
They used their whole being to testify of the victory of the Lamb.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那当我们看到这样的事情的时候
Now, if we look at this matter,
我们就留意到两个事实。
Then we can see two facts.
第一个事实。
The first one.
历史上 上的一切的宗教的权势。
In history, all the religious power on earth,
不管是他们控制政治也好，或是政治控制他也好，
whether they control the politics or politics controls them,
这一个大巴比伦所做的一切事情，没有一件在主的眼中给漏掉。
This great Babylon and all its work has not fallen out of the sight of the Lord.
主非常清楚地看到他们所做的一切事。
The Lord has clearly seen all their activity.
那第二件事情。
The second thing.
那所有跟随羔羊与这个权势征战。不离开地位的。
All those who follow the Lamb and war against this power and has not departed away from the ground.
神的数算也没有从他们身上挪移。
Also, God's remembrance has not left them.
神一一的数算，他们在征战里面所摆上的。
God has counted one by one what they have given forth in battle.
因为弟兄姊妹们，你留意到第十八章的时候，
because brothers and sisters, as you take note of chapter 18,
先来注意两个地方。
Let us just take note of two places first.
就是在十八章的二的这个第二第二十节。
That is in chapter 18, verse 20.
那第二十节那里就怎么说呢？
Verse 20, how does it read?
他说，天哪，众圣徒，众使徒，众先知啊，你们都要因他欢喜。这个因他欢喜就是指着大巴比伦给毁灭，因为神已经在他身上生了你们的冤。
Rejoice over her. This rejoicing over her is that the great Babylon has been destroyed. Thou heaven and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God have avenged you on her.
还有一个地方
and another place
就说到圣徒的血在他们那里已经 给看见了。
And we can see that at
我想
你说谁
二十四对
and verse 24
先知和圣徒并地上一切被杀的人都在这城里看见了。
And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth.
说弟兄姊妹看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
历史虽然是那么长久。
Even though the history is so long.
但是大巴比伦的一切的动作都在神的记录的底下。
But the great Babylon and all its activity is recorded by God.
所以不单是十八章那里是这样提到。
So not only is it mentioned here in chapter 18,
连十九章也再提。
Even in chapter 19 it's mentioned again.
十九章是在哪里呢？
Where in chapter 19?
是在第二节。
That is in verse 2.
他的判断是真实公义的，因为他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且上淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
如果我们放眼看地上的事情
Now if we have long-sighted look far at the matters on earth
好像敌基督的权势用各种各样不同的方式在不同的时间的里边都显明他们好像占了上风。
It seems like the Antichrist has used different ways at different times to show us that they are at the advantage.
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
没有一件事情不给我们的主记录下来。
There is not one thing that is not recalled by our Lord.
所以等到第七晚在天上一到的时候。
So after the seventh vow has been poured out in heaven.
那些围困耶路撒冷的众军在那里以为他们就可以把神从地上铲除。
All those nations that surround Jerusalem thinking that they can destroy and wipe out the name of God from earth.
耶路撒冷城倒塌了。
That the great Jerusalem city has fallen.
以色列的剩下的民就得了一个一条生路逃出去了。
And the remnant of Israel has a way of escape.
我们的主也要降临到地上来，除灭那个地上的众军。
And our Lord will also descend upon the earth to destroy all the nations.
就在这个时候。
It is at that time.
我们的主就想起 大巴比伦来了。
Our Lord recalls Great Babylon.
一想起来的时候，他们在历史里边所做的事情，没有一件逃得过主的鉴察。
And in his remembrance, when he recalls Great Babylon, not one of the things which they did can escape his judgment.
那另外，我想特别再提一下。
And also, I want to especially mention.
为什么我们把这个大淫妇也钉牢在与天主教有直接的关系呢？
Why is it also that we connect and link this great whore to have direct relationship with Catholicism?
第一
，First，
就是经文里面所指出的一个事实。
It is a fact that is pointed out to us from the Scripture.
弟兄姊妹，看十七章的十八节。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at verse 18 in chapter 17.
你所看见的那个女人就是大比伦，大巴比伦了，就是那个淫妇了。
And the woman which thou sawest is the great Babylon, is the great whore.
就是管辖地上众王的大臣。
It's that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们看历史。
When we look at history，
一个城
，There's one city，
能管地上许多的王的
，That's able to reign over the kings of the earth。
除了罗马，你还找到哪一个
？Aside from Rome， where can you find it？
只有罗马有这样的历史。
There is only in Rome that has this history。
他把整个的欧洲的中王都管住。
That they're able to rule all the kings of Europe。
把非洲大部分的地方的王也管住。
And they can also reign over many of the kings in Africa.
把亚洲，我亚洲的西边的那些王也管住。
And they can also reign over the western part of Asia.
除了罗马天主教。
Apart from Roman Catholicism.
你就没办法再找到有这样的一个宗教的组织会影响那么许多的地和
You cannot, aside from them, you cannot find a religion that can affect so much of the land and the kings.
那这是过去的历史。
And that is the history of the past.
但弟兄姊妹千万也要记住这一点。
My brothers and sisters, you must also remember this point, these things.
在约翰接受启示的时候没有出现的。
That these things did not yet appear when John received these revelations.
是这些事情是出现在约翰接受这个启示以后一千年左右的时候。
These matters only appear only about 1,000 years after John received these revelations.
才渐渐的成型了。
Then they had slowly formed.
那所以从这一个地方。
So brothers and sisters, from this place,
我们看到将来这一个大淫妇和罗马。
We can see then this great whore and the relationship it has with Rome.
另外呢，我们也从世界历史的发展。
And also, we can take note of that from the development of the world's history.
从前，政教合在一起的那种光景已经不能再存在了。
Now, what has happened in the past in the unification of politics and religion cannot appear again.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你有没有留意到？最近这一百多两百年来
，But brothers and sisters, have you noticed that in the recent 100 or 200 years?
从正面来看
，from the positive，
那么神让许多神的儿女们看见基督身体那个合一的见证。
That God shows His children the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ.
在当神的儿女们看到这个合一的见证的时候
，But also when His children see the testimony of this oneness，
撒旦也在宗教的里边撒下一些败子来。
That also then Satan would scatter some of his thoughts in religion。
那个麦子，麦子在那个败子。
His the seeds， tent， tares。
表面上来，他们也说合一。
On the surface, they also speak of oneness.
在基督教的里边，与那些自由派的人也是高唱合一。
And so in the liberals, they also really would speak of this oneness.
但是神儿女们所看见的合一，乃是在灵里边的合一。
But the children of God, they should see the oneness in spirit.
是在生命交通。里边的合一
It is the oneness in fellowship of life.
是在基督身体的见证上的合一
It is the oneness in the body of Christ.
但是 右派他们所说的合一呢？
But the one that the liberal speaks of,
他们是说在那个组织上的合一。
They speak of the oneness in the organization.
这一个合一。
And this oneness,
起先只是限于基督教。
First, it only has to do with Christendom.
所以现在已经有很长历史的一个组织，叫做全世界来说，叫做 WCC, 不是 WCCC。
And so there has already been in history, there's this organization WCC.
WCCC 是多一个 C 就跟他们是不一样的。
And so our WCCC is one extra C has nothing to do with them.
他们那个 WCCC 乃是叫做普世教会协会。
And so their WCC stands for World Christian Council.
No, World Councils of Churches.
World Council of Churches.
No. So they call it WCC.
And so that's why that's the initial WCC. And so first, that is only in the boundary of Christendom. And so gradually this developed.
And then to the 20th century, 下半夜的下半段20世纪的中叶以后。
And so after the mid 20th century,
他们这个发展就扩大到 天主教也吸收过来了。
They have expanded also then to accept Catholicism.
东正教也吸收过来。
And also to absorb the Orthodox.
等到二十世纪的末期啊。
And at the end of the 20th century,
回教也吸收过来。
They also accept the Muslim.
佛教也吸收过来。
Buddhism.
反正是宗教就吸收进来。
As long as their religion, they accept it.
但在这个吸收进来的时候，
but as they take it, welcome them in.
那个组织的内容就很大了。
And so then this boundary becomes very broad.
但是有一个趋势。
But there's this trend.
这个趋势就是说，
and this trend is
是整个的那个运动的主体。
All the movement and the theme, the direction of their movement,
渐渐的从基督教原先那一批所谓自由派的人的手里就转移到天主教那边去了。
Gradually, it seems like the power or the core that was originally in the liberals in Christianity now has shifted to the Catholicism.
好像是以天主教做主体了。
And so it seems like now Catholicism is the core in this movement.
有个教王。
And maybe men would say they respect because there's a pope there.
天主教也也毫不客气的在那里说了。
And so, Catholics did not, was not very cordial and also said,
Oh, 我们欢迎浪子回家。
We welcome the prodigal son to come home.
我们这些都成了浪子了。
And so then we become the prodigal son.
他们是主人家了。
And they have become the host.
就是我不是说这个事情是有什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying anything about this matter, but I'm merely pointing out the trend.
从宗教的这个范围来说，慢慢的，天主教又冒出他那个做领袖的那一种光景来。
And so merely just pointing out the point of this is that throughout the trend, it's slowly from the theme of religion, gradually then Catholicism becomes outstanding.
所以就是当我们读到十八节那里说，
and so brothers and sisters, when we read chapter 18 there, and the woman which thou sawest
is
that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
那我们就不能不留意了。
Then we have to take note.
地上的确是有一个城。
Yes, there is this city on earth.
这一个城是表达了大巴比伦所表达的一切。
And this city symbolizes all that the great Babylon symbolizes.
从过去的历史,
from history past,
你来看, 你看到有这样的一个事实。
If you take a look, you can see of this fact.
这个城好像衰落过。
It seems like the city has once fallen.
但是慢慢又抬起头来。
But gradually it sticks its head out again.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你又留意了。
You have to take note.
说到那个敌基督的时候,
when it mentions of that Antichrist,
是说到他好像死过。
It speaks that he once seemed to be dead. He did not completely die.
是头十角里边有一个头好像是死掉。
But that one of his heads was seemingly died. It was wounded.
后来又复活了。
But yet he was once he's risen.
就是你看这些字里行间所透露的一些个事实。
And so, brothers and sisters, between the lines, you can see the facts.
叫我们不能不留意。
That we have to pay attention.
不过 当我们的神想起这个大大巴比伦的时候
But when our God calls into remembrance of this great Babylon
要不是要我们对巴比伦有什么特别的认定
It is not that we have to acknowledge great Babylon in any way
乃是要提醒我们
But it is just to remind us,
不管是在什么的时刻,
no matter at which moment,
我们只能和巴比伦有分别,
we have to separate ourselves from Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那因此,除了十七章说到大巴比伦的那个历史和它那个历史的发展以外,
so aside from chapter 17, when it tells us of Great Babylon and its development,
到了十八章,
In chapter 18,
就说到这个巴比伦那个为什么称为大淫妇。
It tells us why that great Babylon became the great whore.
啊，他所以在神的眼中是那样的可憎，问题在哪里
？Why is it that she is so abominable before God?
那我们说
，We say，
如果没有示达地的那一次。
Without the incident at the land of Shinar,
那也就是说，那个巴比伦就是一切可憎之物的母的那一个历史。
Now, without that history that made the great Babylon the mother of all abominable things on earth,
在示拿地以前
，Now before the land of Shinar,
也许宗教界一个词也不太坏。
Maybe this term religion is not so bad.
真的是说到人和神的关系。
That it would really speak of the relationship between God and man.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters.
在亚当被赶出伊甸园以后。
You can see after Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
人除非不寻求神。
Unless man does not seek after God.
如果人寻求神的话。
If man sought after God.
他们都是寻求耶和华神。
They only sought after Jehovah God.
所以不但是亚伯在那里。
So not only did Abel sacrifice to Jehovah,
连该隐这个坏蛋也是献祭给耶和华。
Even Cain, this bad person, also sacrificed to Jehovah God.
在那一张的情光景的底下。
And so, under that circumstance,
我们说宗教这个词也许没有现在那么复杂。
Maybe then we can say that this term religion is not as complex as it is today.
也真的是可以说出啊，宗教就是人和神当中的一些。
And that the term itself can truly speak of some relationship between God and man.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
自从示拿地建造那个巴别塔，要通到天上去的。
Ever since the incidents at the land of Shinar, when they wanted to build the Tower of Babel to go into heaven,
就看见那个宗教就很复杂。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see religion has been complicated.
各种各样的宗教都冒出来。
All religions has come forth.
所以这里说巴比伦就是那个。一切可憎之物的母。
And so here it says that the great Babylon is the mother of all abominations of the earth.
那所以在这个大巴比伦不是指着某一个宗教。
And so this great Babylon is not speaking of one particular religion.
我们一直在那里放纵说着天主教。
And even though our focus is on Catholicism.
但只是说天主教是他那个重核心的那个情形。
But not only Catholicism is.
大巴比伦是包括所有的宗教的连结。
But Great Babylon is the unification of all the religions.
那神为什么那样的定巴比伦的罪呢
？But then why does God then condemn Babylon of her sin?
十八章就说了。
Chapter 18 tells us.
因为怎么说？十八章说了很多的话。
Now chapter 18 has spoken much words.
但是你总结起来。
But when you conclude it,
就是说出三件事情。
It speaks of three things.
第一件事情
First,
宗教与这个政治联合。
That religion has united itself with politics.
第二件
Second,
宗教与经济联合。
Religion has united with the economy.
第三件
Third thing,
宗教的主要的那个功用就是对付神和跟随神的人。
The main function of this religion then is to deal against God and God's followers.
那就是我们看上去的时候。
And so as we read on,
你很清楚地看到一件事。
Very clearly, you can see one thing.
那当巴比伦，天使在那里宣告说。巴比伦大城倾倒了。
And here, when the voice of the angel proclaims Babylon the Great is fallen,
它又成了鬼魔的住处。
And it's become the habitation of devils.
这样是贵之灵的巢穴。
And of the hold of every foul spirit.
这样污秽可憎的雀鸟的巢穴。
And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
那这一个宣告是很可怕的。
Now this proclamation indeed is very scary.
因为所有最污秽的那些都集中到他那。
Because the most foulest there is under that.
而不仅是集中到他那。
Not only do they form there.
并且他好像成了这些许许多多的败坏的庇护所。
But it seemingly has become the hiding place of all these foul things.
我想用这个词好，用最近不许所说的那个哈伯好。
And so then this.Has become where it harbors all these foul things.
你要找什么东西最可憎最可憎的
And so whatever you want to find most abominable, most hateful, just go to Babylon and you can find it.
那为什么神这样明确的定了巴比伦的罪
And so why did God so clearly judge Babylon of her sin?
头一件事情你就看
The first thing you can clearly see
他们与列国的君王联结
is because they have united with the nations of this world.
地上的君王呢就是政治了
And the kings of this world is politics.
这就是巴别城了
And that is Babylon city, the city Babylon.
那地上的君王
The kings of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你从圣经的历史看也好
Now brothers and sisters whether you look at it from scriptural history
你从人文的历史上来看也好
or the people's history
你都看到没有哪一个政治是与神和好的
There is no one politics that is reconciled with God
连以色列民是神特别选召的百姓
Even Israel, the chosen people of God. But the hand of Satan has also entered in. Has so confused the people of God. Brothers and sisters, when you see this kind of situation, if it's not the chosen people of God, even more clear than they are standing in a condition which is opposing God. And it is all religion that unites with this power. And so in the sight of God, this kind of union is most abominable. And I've made mention lightly, if my understanding is correct, if it is acceptable,
巴别塔以前人对神的敬拜尽管他的动机不准确但是对象却没有错
Before the incidents at the Tower of Babel even though their intent may be wrong but the object of their worship who they worship is correct
但是从巴别以后
But after Babel
人对神的敬拜不仅是对象错了连动机都错了
The object of man's worship not only is wrong but also their intentions are wrong
那人对神的敬拜应当是讨神的喜悦高举神的尊贵荣耀
Now man's worship of God is to please God and to exalt his glory and honor
那弟兄姊妹你看巴别以后的宗教
But brothers and sisters, if you look at the religion after Babel,
哪一个宗教是例外
There is no religion that is an exception.
如果信主的人也落到宗教里边，那信主的人也没有例外。
And if those who believe in the Lord has fallen into that category, they're not an exception either.
他们敬拜神的目的是为了自己的得福气。
Their worship of God is in order that they would be blessed.
我弟兄姊妹，你看到这种光景
？Brothers and sisters, you see this kind of condition.
那所以我们的主看
，So when our Lord saw,
不管你是哪一个宗教
，No matter what religion,
只要你和地上的势力有连结
，As long as you unite yourself with the power of this world,
这里就是神所看为最不能接受的一个事实。
Here is a fact that God cannot accept.
因为那是一个淫乱的事实。
Because that is a matter of fornication.
这是和政治的权势的连结的问题。
And this is a matter of uniting with the power of this world.
底下弟兄姊妹们，你看
，brothers and sisters, you read on，
很多都是说到那些商业上的情形。
Many is deals with merchants or the matter of the economy。
这里所提到许多商业上的情形是这样。
And so when it mentions about the merchants, it speaks of this。
你看到当巴比伦给毁灭了以后
，you see after the great Babylon has been destroyed，
那些巴比伦有连结的那些人，他们的表现是什么
？All those who have union with Babylon, what is their manifestation？
是非常的伤心。
It is that they're in great sorrow.
伤心在什么事上呢
？Why are they sorrowful？
他们没有生意做了。
It's because they have no more business.
他们没有太多钱赚了。
It's because they cannot make money.
他们好像吸取世界的丰富的那个路段了。
And so it seems like the path where they can enjoy this world has come to an end.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters，
你留意、啊、
，you pay attention。
现在我们说
now,
世上的那些财富啊，大部分是集中在犹太人的手上。
Now we say the wealth of this world is mainly in the hands of the Jewish people。
但是这个不晓得是不是真的是事实。
But I don't know if that's truly the fact。
但是有人说
，but some say，
世界的财富啊，顶多的。还不是掌握在犹太人的手上。
That the wealth of this world at most is not in the hands of the Jewish people.
是掌握在一些宗教的组织的手上。
But it is in the hands of some religious organizations.
又回到说天主教。
And so if we return again to Catholicism,
他说天主教在全球许多的地方拥有的土地。
They say that Catholicism and its organization own so much land in this world. And all the properties that they own are so many. Now even the Queen of England now has to be is poor.
你从来没听说梵蒂冈那里说我他们要破产。
I don't know where I hear this from, but the Vatican City is bankrupt.
We 们不是特别
never say that they're bankrupt.
去论断他们。
And so we don't need to judge them.
不过这是事实。
But those are the facts.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你就看到这一个地方。
And so brothers and sisters, you can see at this place.
当大巴比伦给毁灭的时候。
That when the great Babylon is fallen.
这一些人就。痛苦了。
These people weep bitterly.
运输的有运输的痛苦。
And whether they in the delivery business, they sorrowfully weep.
做买卖的，商业做买卖的。
Whether they're in exchange doing merchants, they also weep.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然我们承认，我们并不掌握的太多的那个资料，能说出这个宗教跟地上的权势。连结的那个很彻底的情形。
And even though we cannot gather too much information to have a better understanding of the union of this religion and the powers of this world.
但弟兄姊妹，你细细去想想，你就想看到了。
But brothers and sisters, you think about it carefully, then you can see this.
你把全世界的那个宗教都合起来。
If you unite all the religions in this world.
你真的看见。全地的财富绝大部分都是掌握在他们的手里。
Then truly you are able to see that most of the wealth of this world is in their hands.
回教
The Muslims,
不用说了。
You do not need to mention them.
因为他们回教国家现在所掌握的是油田。
And because the Muslim nations, what they own today is the oil, the petroleum.
你能计算它的价值吗？
Can you count their value?
远的不说。
Now if you are closer,
说在美国
in the U.S.
那个摩门教
the Mormons
你说整个犹他州都是他们
you can say the entire state of Utah is theirs
你光是看各地的那个摩门教的大教堂
and even if you look at the various places of the great the big buildings of the Mormons of their temples
哪一个比较大一点的摩门的寺庙屋顶上不是都铺上金子的
and so even at the big temples that even the rooftop is layered with gold
比如说你看到那一种的光景
so brothers and sisters when you see those kind of conditions
你在读十八章的时候
and then you read chapter 18
哎呀你才会 恍然大悟。
Then it seems like now you're awakened to the fact.
平常我们都不太注意这些事情的。
Because normally we do not pay attention to them.
我们以为华尔街就是犹太人的天下。
We think that Wall Street is just the place for the Jews.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
如果主给我们看到往深处去看一看。
If the Lord allows us to go deeper.
我们看到一个很可怕的光景。
Then we can see a very frightening situation.
就是在圣经里面所说的。
Even as is mentioned to us in the Bible.
但是一个更可怕的光景是什么呢？
But what's even more frightening?
这些势力。
All these powers.
乃是历代以来杀害圣徒的那一个。
These powers are the very force throughout the ages that slain, that slay the disciples, the saints.
我们不说这些圣徒们殉道的历史了。
Now we won't go into the history of the martyr of the saints.
因为我们随便在哪一个地区里面找出来，我们都不能不承认，那实在是血泪史。
Because even no matter at which area that we can pull that those histories out, we say they're a history of bloodshed.
但是我们要注意的。
But we have to take note.
当神把他们这些这个大巴比伦的那个光景显露出来的时候。
But when we're shown the condition of the city of the great Babylon.
他是要我们这些跟随主的人。要留意了。
It is for us who follow the Lord that we need to pay attention.
留意什么呢
？To pay attention to what？
留意我们怎样与这些宗教的组织有分别。
That is how we need to separate ourselves with these powers of religion.
弟兄姊妹们，我再回过头来再说那一点。
Brothers and sisters, I will go back and repeat again that point.
约翰当时所接受这些启示的时候
，When John accepted these revelations.
这里面所说的事情没有一样发生的。
All these things that's mentioned here, none of them has happened yet.
但是我们看到这些事情以后，就慢慢慢慢的成为事实。
But later, gradually, we can see that these events, one by one, has become realized.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不能把这里边的事情看成就是第七晚倒下来以后的事。
So brothers and sisters, do not be mistaken that these events are after the seventh vial has been poured out.
不是的。
No.
这个是包括了整个的人堕落以后的光景。
This includes all of the history, even since man has fallen.
那在这些事情出现的时候
And so as these things appear
神的儿女该怎样呢
How then should the children of God be
或者拣选神的人该怎样呢
Or those who choose God how should they be
所以十七章那里就已经说到
And so chapter 17 there also
有一跟随羔羊的人
There's this group that follow the lamb
他们陪着羔羊一同征战
That they war with the lamb against them
怎么去征战呢
So how do they war against them
征战是羔羊的
The war is the lamb
我们去征战我们用不上力的
And if we war we do not need to expend our own energy
我们只是在那里想分享羔羊的得胜
We're only there partaking of the victory of the lamb
但是神的话确实说
But the word of God tells us
陪着羔羊
That those who are with the lamb
就是一批这样的人。
It is this group of people.
那既然得胜是羔羊做成的。
And so since the victory is wrought by the lamb.
怎么去陪着羔羊
？So how then are they with the lamb?
去增加羔羊的声势吗？增加他的声势。
Oh, is it so that they can even add to the force of the lamb?
我们的主不需要我们增加他的声势。
Our Lord does not need to us for us to add anything to him.
他已经掌握了天上地上所有的权柄。
Because he has already have all the authority in heaven and on earth.
并不需要我们增加他什么。
We don't need to add anything to him.
我们就是增加上去，也不见得增加了什么。
Even if we wanted to add anything, we cannot add anything more.
因为我们这些人一摆在天上地上的权。所有的权柄的底下我们都不知道在哪里
Because when we're placed under all the authority in heaven and earth We don't know even where we belong But the Holy Spirit says that we are with the Lamb as he is at war
那我们怎么征战呢
And so how do we fight then?
感谢主
We thank the Lord
十八章就告诉我们
Chapter 18 tells us
神的儿女是怎样去征战
How the children of God ought to fight
弟兄姊妹留意
Brothers and sisters, pay attention
第四节，十八章的第四节。
First four in chapter 18.
我又听见从天上有声音说。
And I heard another voice from heaven say.
我的民啊，你们要从那城里那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague.
因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义，神已经想起来了。
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God have remembered her iniquities.
Now, 弟兄姊妹留留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神想起来了。
God has remembered.
所以，当神一想起来的时候。
And so God, when God recalls.
接底上我们没有读的，就说到神要怎样来处理他了。
What we have not read that is to come is how God will deal with her.
但是在神还没有处理他们以前。
But before God deals with her.
还在那里发威发福，作威作福的时候。
As she is still there doing whatever she wants.
那么属神的人该怎样呢
？So those who belong to God, how should they be?
主说
，The Lord says,
你们要从他那里出来。
Come out of her, my people.
你要从那城里出来。
You have to come out of the city.
不要跟他们在一起。
Do not be with them.
虽然你会不跟他们在一起
Even though you're not with them
你会变得很孤单
You'll become very lonely
你会失去很多人以为不可少的事物
You will lose out on many things that man cannot lose
但是你必须看到
But you must see
神已经把他的所作所为想起来了
God has recalled all her iniquities
那既然神已经想起那个事情发出了警告
And if God has already recalled those things and has given you a warning
那属神的人就知道该怎么为自己选择该站的地位
And so those who belong to God should know how to choose from themselves and to stand on what ground
不能依附那些宗教的组织
You cannot rely and trust in those religious organizations
而不能靠近那些宗教的组织
You cannot draw near to them
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们不说远的
We would not go too far
我们比较熟悉的
It's something more familiar to us
那就是在中国的家庭教会
That is in the home churches in China
他们所忍受的
what they have bore
只要他们肯改变一下态度
as long as they're willing to just change a little bit of their attitude
有一点的来往
that they have some kind of fellowship with the religious organization
他们眼见的难处就可以停止
then the difficulty they have before them can see
但是为什么那些弟兄姊妹那样笨呢
but why is it then it seems like those brothers and sisters are so foolish
他们不依附一下那些宗教的组织
why don't they just submit a little bit to them
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他们一点都不笨
No, they're not foolish at all
他们听见主在这里已经宣告
Here, because they have heard that the Lord has already proclaimed
大巴比伦的一切神已经想起来了
That God has recalled all of the matters of the great Babylon
他们不能依附在巴比伦里头
That they cannot be a part of her
我们说远一点
Now, if we go a little bit further
在罗马大逼迫的时候
When we speak of the great persecution from the Roman Empire
教会的历史里边最厉害就是罗马那十次的大逼迫。
Now the most fierce is those great, ten great persecutions of the church.
那个时候。
At those times,
人家的要求并不过分。
What they have requested is not too much.
因为按照人来看，一点过分都没有。
Because according to man, that is not too much to ask.
他说，只要你们基督徒向罗马的国神摆上一个花圈，在那里敬拜一下。
Now, as long as you Christians would put a wreath to the idol of the Roman Empire and just worship,
那事情就完结了嘛。
Then this would be put to an end.
你们就平安了嘛。
You will be safe.
但是你问为什么那么笨呢？
But you ask, how come they're so foolish?
看着那个斗兽场，你们就进去了。
And they see the Colosseum, and they still go in.
你们宁愿进斗兽场，也不肯把那个花环摆在罗马国神的面前。
And they rather go into those Colosseums than to put the wreath on the idol of the Romans.
为什么你们那么笨呢？
Why is it that you're so foolish?
他们一点都不笨。
No, they're not foolish
at all. 因为他们听见了。
Because they have heard.
神对大巴比伦的光景
they have,
神想起来。
They have heard that God has recalled the condition of great Babylon.
属他的人大声的呼喊。
And so God proclaims loudly to those who belong to him.
我的民啊。
My people.
你们要从那城里出来。
Come out of her.
免得与他一同有罪。
Lest you be partakers of her sins.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们的神是那样的。 向神的儿女们来宣告。
Yes, our God proclaims this way to His children.
虽然人对属神的人有许多的恶待。
Even though man may mistreat the children of God,
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他没有忘记。
He did not forget.
我们记得在第六印揭开的时候。
We remember when the sixth seal was opened.
祭坛底下有神为神的道被斩者的灵魂已经在那里向神求告说神啊你不伸我们流血的冤你还要到等到几时呢
Those souls who were under the altar was crying to God when will you how long will you wait to avenge us
现在神回答了
And so now God answers them
弟兄姊妹你看
Brothers and sisters you see verse 20
天啊众圣徒众使徒众先知啊你们都要因他欢喜因为神已经在他身上伸了你们的冤
Rejoice over her thou heaven and ye holy apostles and prophets for God have avenged you on her
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
主没有忘记那些跟随羔羊的人
Our Lord did not forget those who follow the Lamb
主为他们忍了多时
Our Lord hasforbear them for a long time
但是等到有一天
but one day
主伸出手来了
our Lord has extended his hand
主为他们伸冤了
our Lord has avenged them
我们实在感谢主
indeed we thank our Lord
我们看到十八章的时候
when we reach chapter 18
如果主给我们能抓牢这三件事情
if the Lord allows for us to grasp onto these three things
里面有很多比较细碎的说到那种光景的事我们也不必太计较了
Of course, there are many details that go into those specific things, but we would not be too mindful of them.
我们看到大巴比伦就是神所看为最可憎的。
As long as we see that the great Babylon is most abominable before God,
我们看见神要让他的子民要和大巴比伦有分别。
And that God wants his people to have separation with great Babylon.
神也告诉他们说神不会忘记他们的冤情
And God also tells his children that he will not forget to avenge them.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
当我们的主想起大巴比伦来的时候
When our Lord recalls the great Babylon,
第七个碗就快接近尾声了
that the seventh vial is about to come to an end.
不过还没有到结束
but it has not yet.
要到十九章甚至是二十章的开头那几节才是一个完全的结束
It would be in chapter 19 even to the beginning of chapter 20 that the seventh vow would come to an end
所以17, 18, 19这个和第七碗还是很有关系的
And so even in these chapters that has a lot to do with the seventh vow
我们仰望主给我们能更多的掌握了主向我们
We look to the Lord for Him to allow for us to grasp more of the words He wants to speak to us.
我们也就知道如何在这幕后的日子里头守住我们该守的那一个见证的地位。
Then we ought to know in the last times how we need to keep the crown of this testimony that we need to keep.
不过我再说一次。
I say once again.
第七晚里边所发生的一些事与我们没有关系的
All these matters that is recorded that happens in the seventh vial has nothing to do with us
但是因着神要对付大巴比伦所说的话里边的那一个神儿女们征战的那个法则
But again because of the words that the Lord will speak in dealing against Babylon and the principle of for his children
我们还是要操练的
It is still for us to train.
因为那个话真的是对着我们来说。
Because indeed those words are speaking to us.
虽然我们不面对那些光景。
And though we do not face those conditions.
但是那个原则还是我们所跟随的。
Nevertheless, those principles are that which we follow.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.